107, Part 2, Preface. Bodily sickness is one of the rods which God most commonly uses to correct His children and to punish the wicked. God is indeed not the author of sickness, for He created man in perfection, but by sin, death, and hence also sickness came into the world. Hence, the original cause of all sickness is sin. If we were not sinners, we would not be subject to sickness. All, the most pious not excepted, are liable to be taken sick, because all are of a corrupt nature. Many also bring diseases upon themselves by abusing God's creatures in eating and drinking. These are rightly called fools, because by their own intemperance they bring affliction upon themselves. Delicate living and luxurious eating brings many into a premature grave, and drunkenness slays its victims by the thousand. Surely we should avoid sin, and should live temperately in all things, that when bodily distemper befalls us, we must not account it the just wages of our vices, but may receive it as the chastening of the Lord. Then we can bear it with a quiet heart, and can cry unto God cheerfully with the assurance that He will hear our prayer, and if it is for our good, He will restore us to health. Of this we are assured in the second part of the 107th Psalm. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, and for His wonderful works to the children of men! For He hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhors all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saves them out of their distresses. He sent His word, and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, and for His wonderful works to the children of men! And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare His works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord, and His wonders in the deep. For He commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths, their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He brings them out of their distresses. He makes the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad, because they be quiet, so He brings them unto their desired haven. Summary. This text teaches us that God arms His creatures against the wicked for their punishment, and if they repent not, for their destruction. And the same creatures He will use to promote the true welfare of His children. Food and drink, which God created for the benefit of man, becomes a poison to those abusing it. Many wicked are carried away by pestilence, or are suddenly destroyed by wind or water. But if we avoid sin, fear God, and walk in His ways, and sickness befalls us, or we meet with an accident when we are following a right and legitimate calling, then we should not forget that it is by the good providence of our God. Knowing the ailings of our soul, He knows also the right remedy, and He so disposes that we may be led to give heed to His word, and may obtain the healing of the soul in Jesus Christ. Let us trust His providence, and be still. prayer. With bitter suffering, pain, and anguish, didst thou, O Jesus, redeem our souls from the power of Satan, enlighten our eyes to see thy love, and grant us patience in the sufferings, pains, and labors of this present life. Keep us steadfast in thy faith, that through thee we attain unto that better life, where pain and sickness shall be no more, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Amen.